Geppetto did not have a penny in his pocket, so he made his son a little suit of flowered paper, a pair of shoes from the bark of a tree, and a tiny cap from a bit of dough. Pinocchio ran to look at himself in a bowl of water, and he felt so happy that he said proudly, "Now I look like a gentleman!"
"Truly," answered Geppetto. "But remember that fine clothes do not make the man, unless they be neat and clean."
"Very true," answered Pinocchio. "But in order to go to school, I still need something very important."
"What is it?"
"An ABC book."
"To be sure. But how shall we get it?"
"That's easy. We'll go to a bookstore and buy it."
"And the money?"
"I have none."
"Neither have I," said the old man sadly.
Pinocchio, though a happy boy always, became sad and downcast at these words. When poverty shows itself, even mischievous boys understand what it means.
"What does it matter after all?" cried Geppetto all at once,
as he jumped up from his chair. Putting on his old coat, full of darns and patches, he ran out of the house without another word. After a while he returned. In his hands he had the ABC book for his son, but the old coat was gone. The poor fellow was in his shirt sleeves, and the day was cold.
"Where's your coat, father?"
"I have sold it."
"Why did you sell your coat?"
"It was too warm."
Pinocchio understood the answer in a twinkling, and, unable to restrain his tears, he jumped on his father's neck and kissed him over and over.